crap, man. How many did you lose? No copy of that. How many?
Two. I've had them sprayed before, and it looks, they look identical to then, but it was awful cold last night.
Right, yeah. Well, that sucks. Were their tongues sticking out?
I wasn't infected. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I wasn't on the radio, but when I get in there and start looking at them, I'll figure it out. It was funny because right before I walked out there, I heard two guys talking about their yards for dandelions. I'm like, oh God, it is that time. So I probably only out a couple $100.
Yeah, but it sucks, man. It's like I mean, how the hell do you fight against that? We got idiots here. Cheryl, fortunate, she likes the Valentine's, but dandelions. I mean, there was a time when she probably would have bought into the whole kill every weed in your yard nonsense, but I always let them be, you know. But we have neighbors around us that spray too. It aggravates the hell out of me at times.
It is what it is, you know. We're blessed and cursed with a free will. Those of us learn to pay attention, you know. Get big money for those giant apples, you know. $5 apples, you can't afford. So, get out on a piece of property somewhere way away from everybody. And then, have a garden, then I know what I'm eating. I'd rather eat a wormy apple than eat the bug spray. At this point, I'm over it. I just... What do? Give up? Yeah, you can always eat wheat. You can always eat corn. And no fruits, vegetables. Oh, I don't know. They're hybriding those things, too, now. They don't need pollination. And the western honeybee, that's the scourge of Europe. It's just natural pollen. Anyways, and 10 other excuses. So, I don't know. I don't like mosquitoes, but I tolerate them. Spraying up in the trees. Spraying straight up in the air. They gotta put flags on the lawn, so kinda no denying that they sprayed.